This is Pryor Smith speaking from Toronto.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Knife and Fork Radio Show. It's another beautiful Thursday morning. You're listening to your hosts, Mike and Eric. Hopefully, everyone's having a good week since we spoke to you last. I know I have. Mike, how you doing on this fine Thursday morning, sir?
Oh, man, I'm amazing.
He's doing amazing, everybody. That's always a good response. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that. You know, once you, when you get to the level of amazing, you know you finally made it in life.
You're finally there, man.
One of these days, man. I'm going to get there.
My wife tells me every day, I wish I had your life.
Yeah, that's a good comment to hear.
It's not a good comment to say,
but it's a good comment to hear. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I feel there's some animosity behind it.
Well, of course there is.
I'm going to roll with it, because she loves me either way.
I just say I'm doing okay, and that's good enough for me right now.
Okay.
As always, we got Ed back there in the production studio. Ed, my friend, how are you doing on this fine Thursday morning?
Wish I had your life. People tell me to get a life.
But yeah, right. I'm still trying to find one of those too, Ed. I just kind of make do with the one I have. I do all right, though. All right, everybody. Well, we got a little bit lined up for today. We don't have anybody in studio today like we have the last couple of weeks. Mike and I just want to do a little freestyling today. We're just going to do it on our own. If you guys want to call in, as always, the phone lines are always open, 727-441-3000. You can reach us. Or if you're outside of the listening area and you're streaming us live on Facebook from other random city that's not associated with Clearwater, Newport Richie, or Tampa, you can reach us at 1-866-826-1340, or you can stream us live on my Facebook page at Knife and Fork Radio on Facebook. So hopefully everyone had a really good week since we spoke to you last Thursday. We had a really good show. D from Chicken Salad Chick did a really good job. And then from what I understand, they had a really successful evening at the Rays that night because it was opening night and they had their kiosk set up. She texted me after the show later in the evening after the game. She said they had a really, really good turnout. So,
well, I called her and I asked her why her split finger fastball was not working against the Rangers, and she had no answer.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, she was supposed to impact
the game. She was telling us how good of a pitcher she was.
I just don't know.
Well, you know what?
Her splitter was off.
Yeah, maybe during, when she's not busy opening up like 1,000 restaurants in the area, she can practice her pitch. We'll see what happens.
Man.
D, if you're out there listening, it was a great time having you in the studio last week, and we really appreciated it. And good luck to you in your future endeavors.
And your splitter.
And your splitter, absolutely. That's so funny, man. That's so funny. One of these days, I want to get out there and I want to throw the first pitch. I don't know when or how that's ever going
to
happen.
We can lobby to make that happen.
You think so?
I think we can do it.
It's a goal of mine. Yeah.
All right. I have a buddy of mine that's really, really good friends with a lot of the Rays guys.
Right.
And he gets all of the VIP tickets and all that stuff.
Nice.
Maybe we can just,
Yeah, send an email, see what happens.
Well, I tell you what, since you do all the community work with the sandwiches for the kids and stuff,
of course.
I bet you they would let you do it.
They might do it.
I bet you they'd let you do it.
It's worth a shot.
An Oakland A's game, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, of course.
Not the Yankees or anything.
Yeah, well, maybe. No, I want to throw against the Yankees, man. I want to pitch against the Yankees.
Oh, that's a pretty lofty goal, man. you're going to have to take Tommy John surgery right now.
I don't think they'd be able to hit my pitch, man. I really don't. I mean, what I meant to say is I don't think I'd reach the mound or I'd reach the plate with my pitch. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, fair enough.
It's going to hit the dirt about 15 feet in front of the mound, and I'm okay with that.
But
too.
If they hit it off the bounce, it's legal.
We're on to something, Ed. I think we're on to something here.
Squash.
10 years ago, I might have been able to hit it. I'd bounce it today.
Yeah, you think so? I guarantee you, unless I put an arc on the ball and it's just kind of lobbed up there to the catcher, there's not a chance in hell I'd be able to throw a pitch to that catcher. I'm telling you, right? There's no way.
You'd have to lollipop it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. It'd have to be like a 15-foot arc right over the top. Yeah.
Hey, I think I could do it because I have so much practice watching these 12-year-old and under softball pitchers hit my kid with a softball underhand pitch.
That's nice.
That I think I could do it because I see it every week.
Yeah, that's nice. You know what? I bet you probably could, though. I mean, you're athletic and you always have been, so I guarantee you could probably nail a fastball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know you could.
If you let me pitch one pitch, I could hit a Yankee.
You think you could hit a Yankee? Well, we'll keep that in mind. All right, we'll keep that in mind for sure.
Listen, I'm taking him with me.
Yeah, right? I'll tell you. That's hilarious. All right, moving on, guys. We're just going to get into a little bit of the restaurant news today. We're just going to come up with some facts and things like that. And again, if you guys want to call in, chime in at any time, we're more than welcome to listen and take your calls. We love talking to the listening audience out there and getting to know you guys better and better every week. Mike, here's an interesting fact. 10% of the nation's workforce is employed at restaurants. rebounds. That's pretty good number.
That's a pretty high number.
10%, yeah. And here's another one too, in honor of and I'll get to this a little bit later, of what tomorrow's national event is. The average American eats 46 slices of pizza yearly.
46 slices?
Do you think that's an accurate number?
I do think it's an accurate number because I eat about one.
You eat about one a year?
At the most.
You're not a pizza fan.
I am a pizza fan.
Yeah.
I'm not being a fat guy fan.
I understand that as well. Yeah, 100%. So yeah, that's totally get that. 46 slices of pizza a year. That's an interesting fact. It just seems like...
I mean, how many comes in a pie? 8? 10?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I think that, you know, like the average American family probably get pizza maybe once every other week. You know, it's convenient, it's easy.
I would think. But I think they probably break it down from the elderly to the youth.
Yeah, that's just an average across the board. We probably eat more than that, I think, in my house. My wife loves pizza. I like it, you know, from time to time as well. I'm not a pizza fanatic, but she loves pizza.
Well, if you go 10 to 40, I bet that number doubles.
Yeah, probably.
Ages from 10 to 40.
Yeah, you're probably right. Then it thins out as you get a little bit younger and older.
Yeah, your guy was on this last week, I think, with Dave.
Oh, yeah. The video with Dave Portnoy finally dropped. And they said that was a record week that they had after that video dropped.
Really?
It was a short week, too, because it was Easter. They were closed on Easter Sunday. Yeah. They're normally open.
Oh, Pipers?
Yeah, Pipers. They said
that guy's awesome.
It was a record week, and they were only open for 4 days.
I think he got a 7.6 or something.
7.6 is what I saw. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty high from Dave.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I can't remember which one. There was one that bombed.
Yeah, I remember
six or something.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Oh, I really want to say the name of the place, but I can't say it on the radio.
Do you remember what it is?
No, but I got a funny anecdote about it, but I don't want to do it.
Well, what's the funny anecdote? Just don't say the name.
All right. It's somebody you know who's Italian, and it's on McMullen Booth.
Okay. Narrows it down.
On McMullen Booth.
McMullen Booth. You take a McMullen Booth, 589.
Right.
Right there on the left. I believe you may have worked there for a little while.
Oh, he went there?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought you said he went there. I'm like, oh my God, I got to hear about this.
Yeah. No, he would have got a 2.1.
Oh, okay. We're not going to mention the name of that place, but yeah.
I don't want to defame anybody.
Yeah, but, no, that's fine.
He would have got a 2.1.
We'll let that ride. 2.1. We'll let that ride. Ed, what do you like on your pizzas? Let's say you go and you order a pizza for the family. What's your go-to topping on pizzas?
You know, I'm basic. I like good cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah, that's it.
Not really onions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe a little sausage once in a while.
Yeah, just kind of mix it up a little bit. You know, it's...
If you can't see the toppings, the cheese and stuff,
yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah, you know? No, I hear you. Well, it's funny you say that because pepperoni is the most popular pizza topping. How about
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It makes sense. And, you know, what's up with not Little Caesars, what is it... I don't know. There's one of those that are out there now. I just saw a commercial this morning. I was drinking coffee in the morning, and I'm watching this pizza being made on commercials. So it's one of those bigger, like, chain pizzerias, and they've got those pepperonis that look like cups. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking Little Caesars.
Is it Little Caesars?
No, I told you I tried those last week.
Why does the pepperoni look like that? Why does it look like a bowl?
I never even tasted the pepperoni.
And they slice it so thin
that
it just curls up on the outside and the oil boils in the
But it's not very photogenic for the commercial. If that's the way that they want it to look, I get it. But I can't understand a reason behind why would they want it to look like that. It doesn't make any sense.
I believe that it's the crispiness value of
Is that what it is? Like the edges get crispy?
It is good.
Yeah, is it good? Oh, we were talking about that last week. That's right. I remember that.
And for the price?
Yeah.
You're looking at a buck a piece.
You can't beat it.
It's $3.99 for the four.
Right.
And they were hot. The cheese was melty.
Yeah.
I could have used a little, maybe if you got a dipping sauce on the side.
Something to go with it, yeah.
I think that would help.
It's going to set it off. They probably have it. You probably just have to ask for it. Yeah.
Definitely good.
Yeah. I think they bake the pepperoni and then put the pepperoni on the pizza to make it, which makes it a cup.
That's what that's exactly what it looks like. It's like a little cup.
Not overcooks it, but cooks it all the way through. They're letting you know that zero bacteria.
That, 100%, yeah. It's cooked.
That's
cooked
a good thing.
165, nothing less than that. You know, today is a very special day for everyone out there listening. It's National Burrito Day.
Oh, wow. National Burrito Day?
National Burrito Day. That's today.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's also another National Food Day as well. Not necessarily as popular as a burrito. It is National Cordon Bleu Day. When's the last time you made a chicken cordon bleu, Mike?
I am flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I have not had a cordon bleu since I thought I created it when I was 19 years old.
No, you didn't create it.
And I was the dumbest person on the planet. That
today
is awesome.
Today is two different national holidays, National Burrito and National Cordon Bleu Day. So for everyone that's out there listening, you know, if you want a good burrito, go get you one today and be a part of the festivities. It's like Cinco de Mayo, but without the tequila and Corona,
I
guess.
You think they put the burrito day closer to Cinco de Mayo.
Well, you would think so, but yeah, that's today. It's National Burrito Day. And then tomorrow, I was going with this a little bit earlier. Tomorrow is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. So we've got three major food holidays lined up. Two are today and one is tomorrow.
Major.
So if you like deep dish pizza, tomorrow's going to be the day to get it, I guess.
Have you had Jet's Detroit style pizza?
You know, I've not, but I've heard that it's good.
It is amazing. If you like deep dish pizza, that's the place to go.
That's the place. Yeah,
that's
everybody place. Says it's
that's
really
the
good.
Spot.
What is the difference between Detroit pizza and like New York pizza? Because and there's also like a St. Louis style pizza. And like,
then
what's
there's
the difference?
A Chicago style pizza.
I know Chicago, yeah.
All right, so you know Chicago. New York obviously is
the most
thin
common.
Crust,
yeah.
And it's with that certain water that they use,
right?
With the minerals in it. And then, like say, Jet's Detroit style pizza. In my personal opinion, it's like a deep dish pizza, except it's bigger and it's cooked more thoroughly.
Okay,
so it's almost like a little bit crispiness with your deep dish.
Yeah, because like a Chicago deep dish is almost like a pie crust, basically.
Right,
that's what
it's like
the
a pie crust,
is.
But it's kind of doughy in the middle.
Right, exactly.
Bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you don't get that with Detroit style.
It's cooked hard.
It's cooked hard.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. I've never had a Detroit style pizza before, and I've seen
delicious.
It. You know, I've seen it advertised, but yeah.
I mean,
and that's Jets's is Detroit style?
Jets's
that's,
Detroit
that's
style.
That's what they offer?
Yeah, yeah. It's right there on Del Mabry and Ehrlich.
Huh.
That's free advertising,
yeah,
Jets. That's
there you go.
You.
Jets, you're welcome. Hey, apparently your pizza's really good, so there you go. Hey, you know what? Here's something funny, too. Talking about Wendy's again. I always bring these guys up because they're all over the place. Wendy actually is not Dave Thomas's daughter's name.
Really?
The common people and everyone out there think that Wendy was the name of Dave Thomas's daughter. That's not a fact. You would think it is. Her name is actually Melinda Lou. And her nickname was Wendy.
I changed it to Wendy, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
yeah, where you guys want to go get a burger tonight, fast food? Let's go to Melinda Lou's. It sounds great.
Poor Melinda.
She should have been an ice skater.
Maybe not a hamburger maker.
I know Melinda once.
I don't think they're ever going to make it, so she should probably just figure out a different career path at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, they keep closing down.
Yeah, and they're never going to make it.
They must be having HR nightmares over there.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, guys, phone lines are still open, 727-441-3000 if you guys want to call in and chat and discuss anything that we're talking about today as well. Here's another interesting fact as well. McDonald's is the largest toy distributor in the world.
Oh, wow.
You know why?
Free Happy Meal?
Because of the Happy Meals. They sell so many damn Happy Meals on a daily basis.
I can see that.
That they are the largest toy distributor in the entire world.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Think of all the different toy companies that are out there. You know, like you got Fisher Price, you've got, what's the other ones? Like, the place that makes the games and things.
GameStop?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Like all those different, you know, you go to the store and you see them. That's pretty amazing, though. McDonald's, a food joint, is the biggest toy distributor in the entire world.
I tell you, I think my wife is the smartest person in the world because she showed my daughter how the chicken nugget was made.
Ooh.
My daughter will never eat another
chicken
nugget.
Was it mechanically separated chicken parts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She will never eat a chicken nugget again.
Yeah,
we passed by McDonald's. I'm saying, hey, you want McDonald's? He says, nope,
absolutely not.
Absolutely
no.
not.
Does she eat Slim Jims?
No.
Because the first ingredient on the back of a Slim Jim is mechanically separated chicken parts.
No. Well, I mean, I had a Slim Jim the other day.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, they're okay.
Mechanically separated chicken parts are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're oily.
They're greasy.
Add the cheese to it.
Back to Wendy's. Try Wendy's nuggets.
Are they good?
They are good.
Yeah.
They are
totally
good.
Totally different than... And they're at a bar. You get like, I think it's 50 for 20 bucks.
What?
50 for $20.
That's
he just
insane.
Explained why they're closing down.
Yeah, right.
You can get their chili. I think we got like a family thing, and the big bowl, whatever it is, of chili, and the nuggets were. And then McDonald's is the same way. I think it's 40 or 50 for 20 bucks.
That's pretty cheap.
Let me look again. I think it was $14.95, something like that.
Wow. I don't know if it's getting better or if it's getting worse for Wendy's.
I don't know. I mean, they should send you a package, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, they should.
They should send us all a package.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't really eat fast food, but if I'm getting a package in the mail from Wendy's, guess what I'm doing?
I'm eating fast food.
It's free. Mike, how's that mushroom coffee this morning?
Oh, man, it's amazing. I'm almost out.
Are you?
I'm almost out.
Are you going to re-up?
I'm going to re-up. I'm on a monthly subscription, right?
Okay,
so, you know, they send it to me in the mail. But I'm a little bit short this month because I doubled up a couple of days. So
you need those extra antioxidants in your system those couple of days. Yeah.
So what do you do in the interim? That's the question. Do you go get mushrooms off the street?
I guess
I'd start picking mushrooms out of a cow field.
I wouldn't grind those up and put them in your coffee.
I mean, if you do, don't leave the house. I feel like that's dangerous. But my buddy actually stopped by my restaurant the other day. I don't know if you remember this cat. His name's Cliff.
Cliff Heil.
Anyway,
I don't know, maybe.
He went from being a cook for me one day, and then he decided that he didn't want to cook anymore.
Good call.
So he linked up with this guy that grows mushrooms.
Like
the good mushrooms, not like hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Okay, I was going
like ones that are good for you that you can actually sell on the open market.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Like at the produce stand.
Yeah.
Lion's mane, stuff like
that.
So he built this huge, him and this other cat built this huge grow house on 41 and 54 next to the lumber place.
Yeah.
Man, he has everything in there. He brought me a bunch of samples yesterday.
Yeah.
It is intense, man.
No kidding. It's pretty awesome. Good, huh? Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's one of the largest mushroom manufacturers in the state.
That's wild.
So,
yeah.
Because think about it. Not everybody's just growing mushrooms.
Yeah, of course.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And yeah.
There's not really, before this mushroom coffee craze, before the mushrooms 10, 15 years ago, no one cared about mushrooms
because
they tasted like trash.
Yeah. Everyone said no mushrooms. Leave them off.
Yeah. But now it's kind of a thing. So.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I got a funny mushroom story for all the listening audience out there.
Yes,
well, you guys know I own a Goodfellas knife and fork. All right. When I opened originally, I opened up about 2.5 years ago, and I was a smaller like sub shop, and then it kind of evolved into the restaurant that we are today. And so when I first opened, I never had any intentions on leaving my current job that I had at the time. I opened up Goodfellas as a side project, as an investment on my part.
Right.
And I took on a strategic partner to operate the business. And so that way I had nothing to worry about. He would operate it and I would just collect my money whenever the money came in.
Mailbox money.
Yeah, if I need to put some more money into the business, I would just feed it as we go. So I bankrolled the entire project 100% out of my pocket. And this guy, for the first couple of months, he was good. You know, 3-4 months, he was all right. And then he started to get a little bit of a head in him. You know, like he was getting like a big head about himself. Like, I'm the owner of Goodfellas, whatever, you know.
Are his initials JK?
No. Okay. No. That guy, I haven't talked to JK in quite some time, but okay. We'll get to him on another show.
Okay.
So this guy, he starts getting a big head about him, you know what I mean? It's like it just starts being, you know, just kind of like not condescending towards me, but whatever. So my mom passed away, and I decided at that point that I wasn't going to work like a dog for anyone else any longer, because I was working 75, 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
Making good money, don't get me wrong, but I was working for it, you know? And then I kind of said, you know what, my mom was sick and I didn't get to be with her, you know, during the time that she was sick, and I don't want to do this anymore. I want to have a little bit more time to myself and be able to spend more time with my family. So I decided to leave the position I was in and just focus 100% of my time on the sub shop in Delhi, which is what it was at the time. And, you know, of course, you know, I bankrolled the whole operation. You know, money goes in, money goes in, money goes in. At some point, I got to pay myself back a little bit, right? That's just kind of how it goes. So I started recouping a little bit of money, paying myself back. Well, this guy freaks out one day. I swear to God, he freaks out and says that I was stealing money. I was embezzling the money from the company and he wasn't getting his share. Now, mind you, I gave this guy his equity. I didn't ask him for a dime of the business whatsoever.
Right.
So this guy goes to the bank, withdraws all my money out of the bank account and keeps it, closes the business, tells my worker, listen, guys, we're closed. I'm not there yet. I was doing some errands in the morning. The worker calls me and says, hey, he's like, what's going on? You know, like he just told me they were closed. And I started laughing. I'm like, this guy's an idiot. I'll be there in like 2 hours. Don't stress about it. I said, just come back in 2 hours. So during the time that I hung up that phone call and went to the store, he literally closed the entire business. He brought a truck in there. He took all the products?
Yeah,
all my food out of the freezers, all my food out of the coolers. He took every bit of anything I had, took all the knives, took everything that was in the building.
Well, how much equity was he supposed to have?
He was only like 25% in the business, and that's it. And he got this
balls on this guy.
Oh, yeah, the balls. And I gave him that as because I'm like, I need somebody to operate this place. Here's 25%.
On top of not putting a dime in.
Correct, yeah. I'm literally
just
giving you
sweat equity.
25% of a business just to be there and operate it and make sure that it runs properly. But here's the mushroom fact, though, that I was going to talk about earlier. So I come in there one day, and you know, I'm working, whatever. I leave the building about 3, 4, 5 o'clock, whatever time I leave. I found out the next day from my worker that while he was working, this is my business partner, while he was working, he decided to take a bunch of psychedelic mushrooms while he was at the deli.
Oh.
And he also decided to give it to the worker at the same time. So both of these guys are at the deli making sandwiches, and they're just tripping their heads off, making the food, representing my business. This is my business partner. So for all of you out there that are listening, if you ever do come and work for me, please don't do mushrooms, because you're probably going to lose your job and I'm going to freak out. I went ballistic, man.
And you will not get any sweat equity. everybody.
Oh my God.
We're going to need a check up front.
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty crazy.
Certified check, by
lesson
way.
Learned. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? You only learn from your mistakes. And that was a good one. But I figured that'd be a funny story for everyone out there listening. Yeah, this guy literally ate a bunch of psychedelic mushrooms, gave them to my worker, and they both produced food with my name on it and gave it to the customers while they were tripping.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Hopefully they were wearing sunglasses, when they were known, so no one saw their eyes.
And then got mad because.
Well, exactly, yeah.
You took your dividends, finally.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to pay your mortgage.
Mike, literally went and cleaned out my entire bank account, took every dime out of the bank account. And I told him, I said, look, man, I said, enjoy that money. I said, because that's probably the last money you're ever going to make for the rest of your life because you suck and nobody will ever hire you. Yeah. I said, just when you go to sleep tonight, just know you got that money from me. And I'm going to be open again tomorrow because I'm going to go and take money out of my bank account, which I have. And I'm going to reopen the business tomorrow and everything will be fine. So,
and my name's on the door, yeah, so it's okay.
You got me for some money. You got me for a few bucks. I lost a day's worth of sales. I said, but I'll be open tomorrow. Yeah. So I hope you sleep well tonight knowing that.
We'll make it back up, trust me.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
and look where you're at now.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And it worked and it evolved and here we are today. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in the restaurant business, you know what I mean? But I do have another stealing story for you a little bit later on today.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'd like to go ahead and take a quick break for just a couple of minutes. Listen, guys, call lines are going to be open when we come back, 727-441-3000. I've got some more fun, wacky stories for you as soon as we come back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Goodfellas Knife and Fork Italian Kitchen, we never compromise quality. Every dish is made to order, and everything that goes in the dish is made from scratch. From our delicious marinara sauce to our homemade croutons that go in your Caesar salad and everything else in between. We offer dine-in, takeout, and delivery as well. Call us at 727-841-8864 or check us out on the web at www.goodfellowsitalian.com. We also have a full catering menu available for all of your large party needs. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's Goodfellas Knife and Fork Italian Kitchen. We're located at 5446 Grand Boulevard in beautiful downtown Newport Richey. You can reach us at 727-841-8864. Check us out on the web at www.goodfellowsitalian.com.
This April 9th to the 14th, join us in Lakeland at Sun and Fun's biggest event ever. Discover a jam-packed lineup of special events all week long. Dazzling air shows and hundreds of exhibits are waiting for you. And don't miss a once-in-a-lifetime concert by Dylan Scott.
I need one she ain't climbed up in that ain't played her favorite songs.
With special guest Sarah Evans on opening night Tuesday, April 9th at 6 p.m. Witness the Thunderbirds soar through the afternoon sky as you explore more than 500 exhibitions. Watch mesmerizing fireworks shows on Wednesday and Saturday night and more. Get ready for an immersive experience for the whole family. And don't forget, you can bring kids under 10 for free. Whether you stay for a day or all week, take fun to new heights this April. Don't miss out on Sun and Fun 2024. Get tickets and a guaranteed parking pass at flysnf.org. That's flysnf.org.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. 9:29 on Thursday morning. You're listening to the Knife and Fork Radio Show with your hosts, Mike and Eric. Now, Ed, you told me that I had a caller on the line already. Already, for some reason, we've dropped you on the line. So if you can hear me right now, go ahead and give us a call back. And as soon as I get the word that you're on the line, we'll go ahead and take your call and we'll talk to you for a little bit, all right? Already's my Coffee Mafia owner. He basically, he's got a coffee trailer. He goes all over Newport Richey, different locations. He's got the house brewed coffees. He's got the cold brews. He's got everything, iced teas, lemonades. He does all of that stuff, and he's mobile. So he'll go to your events if you have an event going on. If you need a coffee guy, he'll set up in front of a business. He sets up in front of my place, serves coffee, and he's got a nice little business that he's doing right there. And he wanted to call in today, just kind of promote where he's going to be this week. So if you're listening out there already, go ahead and give us a call back. We're going to keep moving forward with the show. And as soon as I get the word that you're on the line, we'll take your call. So anyway, those are some interesting facts about the restaurant industry. I thought hopefully people would enjoy that. Mike, what do you got for us? You got anything for us this week?
I don't have a lot. I do have one thing, though.
Talk to me.
I looked at a list last week of the fastest the fastest fast food places. I'm sorry, gotcha. I had a brain fart there for a second.
Like the most efficient.
Like the most efficient and the fastest.
Yeah.
Now, when I looked at the list, I said, you know, I bet you Chick-fil-A is on the top of this.
You would think, yeah. They would have to be. I hear nothing but impeccable service from Chick-fil-A, like the customers that go there. They say it's the best execution-wise. Hands down, it's the best. I don't know, though. I don't go to Chick-fil-A because of the Manny's in a pickle situation. I don't go to Chick-fil-A. I've talked about this before. I've gone on a tangent. I will not give you my money until you start putting mayonnaise on my sandwich and leave the pickles off, goddammit, because I don't want any of that, but I do want the mayonnaise. So until, I know you're listening, Chick-fil-A, because this radio show has quite the reach. Right, and I know you're listening, Chick-fil-A, whoever you are, right, Mr. Filet or Mrs. Chick, I want you to take the pickles off and put the mayonnaise on. Sorry, Mike, to go off on a tangent, go back to your story.
Oh, go ahead. No, absolutely.
No, so, you know.
All right, so I looked at it, and I thought Chick-fil-A would be top of the list. Then I thought McDonald's would be top of the list.
Yeah.
But neither one of them were.
Yeah.
Try to guess who was number one.
Arby's?
Nope.
Who?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, number one for efficiency.
For speed and efficiency.
No kidding.
Yeah, Taco Bell was number one.
Wow. All right. So that's interesting.
Burrito to mouth to baño.
Right. Right.
Fastest.
No kidding. Yeah. To baño. Which is faster, the burrito to mouth or the mouth to baño?
Mouth to baño.
Or butt to baño.
Butt to baño.
Okay,
but
burrito to mouth, butt to baño.
Butt to baño.
So the butt to baño is faster than that?
It's faster than the digestive. You can't even digest it fast enough.
You're literally eating the burrito and you're walking to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you're not even really walking. It's more of a brisk jog.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, yeah, of course. Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, so, you know.
Interesting. Well, that leads me to my top 10 list today, Mike. I'm glad you brought up fast food because I've got the top 10 fast food chains ranked by users. Across the board.
Oh.
I know a couple of weeks ago we did the top restaurant chains. Those were the big boys like Applebee's and, you know, Carrabba's and Outback and all that stuff. But now I've got the top 10 list of the fast food chains ranked by users. And I'm going to put a bounty on number 5. So whoever's out there listening right now, 727-441-3000. I've got a bounty on number 5. If you can guess what that is, I'll be more than happy to give you a $20 gift certificate. It's a Goodfellas Italian Kitchen Knife and Fork. My place out there, 5446 Grand Boulevard. All you got to do is guess the name of the restaurant. It is number 5 on the list. If I don't hear from a caller, I'm going to skip over it until I get a caller on the line. Then if I don't get a caller that wants to win, then I'll just come back to it and give it to you last. What do you think number 10 is, Mike, on the list?
Fast food.
And Ed, by all means, chime in, too. If you think you know the answers to any of these questions, open forum, you know. Number 10, top 10 fast food chains.
I'm going to say Wendy's is 10.
Nope. I'm gonna go ahead and give you number 10 right now. Number 10 is Chipotle.
Oh. Well,
I don't mind Chipotle every once in a while.
I mean, you know, minus the, what was that, the diphtheria or the shigalosis, the one thing?
Was that Chipotle?
Yeah, E. coli. I'm sorry.
E. coli. Yeah, I remember that.
Minus that, I mean, they're good.
Yeah, of course. What are you going to do? let's move on to number 9. Number 9 is a fast food pizza joint. If anyone takes a crack at that, I'd love to hear what you think it might be. It's a fast food pizza joint ranked by users and customers. Anything?
Pizza Hut?
No, it's a good guess because but it's not. It's probably bigger than Pizza Hut by operation wise, by number of units.
Papa John's.
No.
Domino's.
No. Yes, sir, Ed. You're correct on that. I would think that Domino's is probably a bigger operation than Pizza Hut, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as far as like just the amount of units that they have out there, I would think Domino's is probably bigger. Moving on to number 8. Number 8's a burger joint, if anyone takes a crack at that.
Burger King.
You got it, Ed. Did I email you this list earlier today? Okay. He's all over it right now. Number 7. It's not a burger joint. It's not a pizza joint. That's all I'm going to say.
Subway.
Who wants to take it? Subway it is, Mike.
Oh, wow.
And I was going to email this crap to you last night.
I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, my God. You guys are slaying this top 10 list. Number 6, not a pizza joint, not a burger joint, not a sandwich joint, and it's not Starbucks.
Oh, wow. Dunkin' Donuts?
You're 100% right. Dunkin' Donuts, number 6. Number 5 is a bounty. If anyone out there wants to take a crack at it, I'm going to skip over it right now. Moving on to number 4. We talked about them briefly not too long ago. And Mike actually had a good analogy about what happens when you eat the food from this joint. If you'd like to take a crack at it.
Taco Bell,
number 4. Number 4, coming to number 4. Number 3, my favorite fast food restaurant on the face of the planet. I'm being very sarcastic right now. I usually go on off tangents about them.
Chick-fil-A.
Or as my late grandma liked to call it, Chick-a-flick. I don't know why, but she called it Chick-a-flick, and that was always so funny. We used to make her say Chick-fil-A, and she would always come back and say Chick-a-flick. She thought
Tell you something about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, man, talk to me.
They need to stop running commercials on TV on Sunday. Because they're closed. When I see it, I'm like, yes, that sounds good.
Yeah, I want to go get a chicken sandwich.
And then you're reminded that they're closed.
Yeah.
So please save some money.
Yeah.
quit showing the commercials on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, because you can't profit from that if you're not open.
You know, you're like watching a football game. You're like, hey, let's get some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, the most interesting fact.
Yeah, what's
that? I have been to a stadium. I don't remember which one it was. Has a Chick-fil-A in it. Mm. Plays all their games on Sunday. Yet Chick-fil-A is not open.
And it's in the stadium.
Yeah, it's in the stadium. So what is the purpose of actually having it there? Is it for concerts on Saturdays?
It's at Raymond James?
I don't remember if it's at Raymond James or if it's at... It could have been
at the Clearwater Park, too.
Yeah, maybe the Trop. Yeah, it was right. One of them. I can't remember which one of them.
I believe it's up to the franchisee.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the brick and mortar has to be closed.
They have to be closed, absolutely.
But if you're doing something like that, it's kind of a sub...
Yeah.
Part B.
Whatever. Okay. I think you probably actually work for the operation, even though you own it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like when you go to the airport, if you go, when you're waiting for a flight, if you go to like the Carrabba's or the Outback or the TGI Fridays, I don't know if they still have that in there. Yeah. But those aren't corporate restaurants at all. They're actually owned by the housing authority or the authority that operates the airport.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so when you get your paycheck doesn't say Carrabba's or TGI Fridays. It actually says the corporate name of the airport structure.
Yeah.
So they actually dictate the rules for the restaurants.
Like when you go to Raymond James and you see Checkers there, and you're not going to go up and ask for the dollar Checker burger.
Right.
Because that's not there.
Oh, it's never going to happen. Yeah,
the
dollar
Checker burger is $5 there.
Exactly.
Or the Rally Burger.
Yeah.
The Rally Burger, yeah.
Yeah, there's Rally. Yeah. Rally's, and well, Checkers is here.
What's the other one? Carl's Jr.? Yeah.
Carl's
Jr., is that the other one? Or is that Hardee's?
No, that's Hardee's.
Is that Hardee's?
That's Hardee's. Checkers is in Florida, and it is Rally's where I'm from in New Orleans.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, it used to be 25 years ago.
Yeah, because I always see Checkers and Rally's, but I've never been to a Rally's, but it's the same thing,
it's
right?
It's the same exact
it's just called something different.
Exactly. I don't
know why they call it then.
That's Artie's back when you get done. Artie's back.
Oh, Artie's back on. Yeah. Artie, just sit tight for a second. I got two more to go through here on this top 10 list. Number two, we've talked about these folks before on the show, and they're not a sub joint. They're not a pizza joint. They're not a burger joint. They're not they're not Dunkin' Donuts. Number two.
Artie's on the line, so I'm assuming it's Starbucks.
It is Starbucks. And I don't know how that's considered fast food, but it made this top 10 list for some reason.
Yeah, and they put croissants on there.
Yeah, maybe. And then coming in at number one, the obvious answer.
McDonald's.
Yeah. No one called in. Artie, are you out there on the phone right now, Artie? Can you hear me?
I am.
Hey, you want to take a shot at the bounty number five on this top 10 list? I have not given it up yet. You get a $20 gift certificate to Goodfellas if you want to take a shot at it.
I was thinking. Well, first I was thinking it was going to be shit. You said it already, so it wasn't in there. I'm thinking KFC.
Now you know what? That didn't even make the top 10 list. It's on there. It came in at number 15 on the list.
I was thinking Checkers.
Now Checkers didn't make any. It didn't make the top 20. Which is interesting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but number five is Wendy's. Yeah. Ed nailed it from the production studio. Yeah, number five is Wendy's.
My little redhead.
Yeah, but her name is not Wendy, apparently, from what we just learned not too long ago. It's Melinda Lou. Yeah, let's go get a Baconator from Melinda Lou.
No.
Yeah.
Go get the creamsicle.
Oh, yeah. Ed said he had himself a creamsicle the other day. We talked about it on the last week's show. Yeah, he said it was to die for. Yeah, I don't know. One of these days, I'd like to give it a try, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So good.
Artie, talk to us. What do you got for us out there today? I know I gave you a little bit of an intro earlier before we lost the call. Artie's Coffee Mafia. He's a really good friend of mine. He takes care of the coffee over at Goodfellas from time to time. He sets up out front, sells his delicious iced teas, lemonades, coffees, cold brews, cappuccinos, anything you can think of that's caffeinated. Artie's got it wrapped up inside of his trailer, and he goes around from spot to spot. My restaurant is one of the spots that he frequents, and he sets up and sells, and I know you got some things lined up for this up and coming week, so go ahead and talk about your business a little bit, Artie, while we got you on the line. You've got the floor, my man.
I am your coffee godfather. I've got, we carry Moaning Flavors, which is the Cadillac of all the flavors out there, of your syrups and sweeteners. And we've got your iced teas. We've got our adult iced tea that we've come up with, which is that lavender rose, which everyone seems to like.
And it's not an alcoholic iced tea, but don't let the name fool you. When he says adult iced tea, he calls it that because it's got like adult style ingredients in it. And I'm going to tell you, Artie, that lavender rose iced tea that you provide, man, it is outstanding. It's I love that. I could drink that thing all day long. I think I have before.
Yeah. I order lavender. There's a lavender rose in my place all the time.
It's so good, man. It is so good. Everybody loves that thing. Yeah. Keep going, Artie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just got a big mouth. I'd like to talk over everybody.
I was wondering. I heard you talking about mushrooms earlier.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what do you have against these mushrooms? Are these like portobello mushrooms. I mean, what
oh, I have nothing against. I have nothing. I love mushrooms personally. I think they're great. Mike over here, he likes to grind them up and put them in his coffee. That's how much he loves mushrooms. This guy's a maniac.
I heart mushrooms.
I definitely came up with a new coffee.
Mushroom coffee.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, Mike will be your first customer.
Can you make it not taste like trash?
Oh, he says this mushroom coffee is the worst thing he's ever ingested.
Throw a little lion's mane in there.
Yeah, and whatever.
A
couple some lavender?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Lavender rose. Lavender rose. Let me know when you come up with the coffee. I will come down, I'll visit you, and I'll give you a gift certificate.
There you go. Sounds good.
I'm gonna have to work on this because I thought about getting them, and I keep forgetting to like order them and buy the mushroom things, and then all of a sudden, all I've been hearing is this nasty stuff about them, so I'm like... Nah, maybe not.
Yeah, you know what, Artie? Just stick with what you do, man. You're doing just fine without the mushroom coffee. I don't want you to tank your business because of this disgusting coffee.
It's like putting perfume on a pig.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
41 and 54, that's where they're warehousing it, my buddy Cliff. Go talk to him. He'll get you some real mushrooms, grind them up. And then you can put the Monin flavors in there. And then, see, I don't put any flavor in my coffee.
Yeah, see, that might make it a little bit more palatable. Yeah,
I think it might make it more palatable if you were to
That's a good idea.
Do your magic on it. Because me, I just drink black coffee and mushrooms, which is terrible. So
you're a purist.
Yeah, of course. He's a purist,
Artie, talk about where you're going to be this week. What do you got coming up? You got any events or anything that you'd like to promote and talk to the people out there about?
I don't have anything lined up this weekend. I'm available.
Okay.
But next weekend I will be at a resource and health fair, and on 9130 Ridge Ave.
In okay. Port Richie. 9130 Ridge Avenue in Port Richie. Gotcha. All right. Perfect. And what are your hours? You're going to be there already. What time are you going to be serving?
I'm going to be there from probably 8 till noon time.
8 till noon, all right.
If it's longer, I'm going to stay there.
Yeah.
They're doing, it's kind of a benefit for a hearing and hearing impaired.
Oh, very cool.
Another health.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, it's all for a good cause.
We definitely love helping the community and having great calls out there. And Artie, thank you for doing that for the community, because that is wonderful. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Cool deal, Artie. Well, what else you want to talk about? You got anything else out there for the listeners that you want to bring up? Any more, I don't know, anything happening that's upcoming? Or you want to kind of give yourself a plug a little bit? Talk about your coffees?
I'm actually going to, Friday. Oops. Driving along here, I kind of lost you. Still hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Okay. Oh, my phone took off. I'm going to probably be up in front of Goodfellas, 5446 Grand Boulevard, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Perfect. I won't have that second cup of coffee at the house, and I'll make sure I stop and at 1, then I'll get my second cup from you, and you can fill up my travel mug that you love so much.
I'll have that nasty thing you call a coffee mug filled up for you.
Artie, we're not going to talk about that to you. The listeners don't need to listen about how disgusting my coffee cups are.
It's called seasoned.
Thank you, Ed. All right? Yeah.
It's like a good cast iron skillet.
You got to have it seasoned. Exactly. You need all those flavors.
Yeah, that thing's got a lot of seasoning flavor, Artie.
Artie, it's been great talking to you today, all right? Thank you.
You should see the bottom of my mushroom cup.
You know, it's funny. We just bought a new coffee pot for the house because we've had this one in the house for, I don't even know, for it seems like 25 years, and it just became a real piece of crap. It was brewing real slow and, you know, just making all these noise, popping, whatever. So we finally broke down. We're like, let's spend the $36 and buy a nice coffee pot for the house.
Mr. Coffee.
Well, no, it's a Black & Decker. It's even better than Black & Decker. I don't know if it's better, but it's a Black & Decker. It's got a timer on it.
That's a Sears brand, so hey, look, I'm on it.
Now, like the other pot before, or, you know, it's got the nice seasoned on there, like we're talking about, right? It's got the, you know, little. Now my wife washes the coffee pot out every day. I'm losing that seasoning. So Artie, if you're still, I don't know if you're still on the line, Artie, but you know, my coffee cup might be filthy, but the pot that the coffee comes from is as clean as a whistle. If that makes you feel any better about what's going on.
All right, that sounds good. I'll let you guys go. Enjoy your day. It was a pleasure talking to you, and maybe I'll see you a little later.
You know where to find me, Artie. Have a great rest of your day. Now. Thanks for calling in today. We appreciate him.
Thank you.
Of course. Oh, man. Artie's a good guy. He does a really good job with this coffee truck, and he really takes pride in what he does, and he delivers a really good cup for everyone that's out there. Everything is made to order, just like I do with Goodfellas. He makes every cup to order. He doesn't season it, but he sweetens it and puts as much cream, whatever you need. And if it doesn't get, if you don't like it, he guarantees it, he'll make you another one. So he's got a good business model over there. He's doing a good job. Cool. Yeah, he's doing a real good job.
And I feel like he's going to come through with this mushroom coffee for me.
You know what? He probably will.
I feel like he's going to come through.
Yeah, you know, I bet you he probably will.
And I just can't.
What's that?
I can't.
You can't do the mushroom coffee?
No, I can't do mushroom, period.
No, just in general.
Just if you're cooking them, I have to leave the house.
Right.
I can't stand the smell. It's one of the worst. To me, I don't even know what I can put it up against, but that smell of mushrooms being cooked.
No kidding.
Now, well, if you sneak them on the pizza, I can handle that because you usually had a few beers by then anyway. But and some other, but when they make that green casserole at lunch at Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. I love it. The green bean casserole. That's my favorite.
The cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Get it?
It's my absolute favorite.
Oh, yes. It tastes like mushrooms.
It just tastes like pure heaven. It tastes like heaven in a casserole dish.
Yes. Earth and feces.
I got a buddy of mine that he hates it so bad. He moved up to Jersey. Keith, if you're listening right now, you know what I'm talking about. He used to go on a tangent every Thanksgiving about the green bean casserole. And I was like, God, it's so good, man. How do you hate it so much? And he would just go on tangents about it and just freak out about the damn green bean casserole. I love it, man.
And people praise it. It's probably the easiest thing in the world to make.
It takes 38 seconds to throw it together.
The oven does all the work.
That's my ex-wife's best dish.
Well,
that and toast.
For all of you out there listening to the previous segment, when I was talking about my business partner doing mushrooms, Ed, if you're looking for a business to operate and you want to go into business with me, knowing that you don't like mushrooms, you'd be a perfect fit for my operation because the last business partner I had really liked mushrooms, and he was taking while he was working, and he was hallucinating while he was making my sandwiches.
It didn't quite work out for him.
And you might be the perfect candidate for a business partnership. Hey, listen, folks, we're going to take a real quick break, 9:46 on the Knife and Fork Radio Show. We're going to come back, and I'm going to talk to you about another stealing story that recently happened to me over at the restaurant. Hopefully, you guys are going to like this one. Knife and Fork Radio Show right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Goodfellas Knife and Fork Italian Kitchen, we never compromise quality. Every dish is made to order, and everything that goes in the dish is made from scratch. From our delicious marinara sauce to our homemade croutons that go on your Caesar salad and everything else in between. We offer dine-in, takeout, and delivery as well. Call us at 727-841-8864 or check us out on the web at www.goodfellasitalian.com. We also have a full catering menu available for all of your large party needs. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's Goodfellas Knife and Fork Italian Kitchen. We're located at 5446 Grand Boulevard in beautiful downtown Newport Richey. You can reach us at 727-841-8864. Check us out on the web at www.goodfellasitalian.com.
This April 9th to the 14th, join us in Lakeland at Sun and Fun's biggest event ever. Discover a jam-packed lineup of special events all week long. Dazzling air shows and hundreds of exhibits are waiting for you. And don't miss a once-in-a-lifetime concert by Dylan Scott.
I need one she ain't climbed up in that ain't played her favorite songs.
With special guest Sarah Evans on opening night Tuesday, April 9th at 6 p.m. Witness the Thunderbirds soar through the afternoon sky as you explore more than 500 exhibitions. Watch mesmerizing fireworks shows on Wednesday and Saturday night and more. Get ready for an immersive experience for the whole family. And don't forget, you can bring kids under 10 for free. Whether you stay for a day or all week, take fun to new heights this April. Don't miss out on Sun and Fun 2024. Get tickets and a guaranteed parking pass at flysnf.org. That's flysnf.org.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back from our break, everybody. 9:49. You're listening to the Knife and Fork Radio Show on the Tantalk Radio Network. Call lines are still open, 727-441-3000. I just want to give a quick shout-out to Catherine on Facebook. During the commercial break, I took a look at the comments out there, and I would love to try your green bean casserole because from what you said, you make a very delicious green bean casserole. So, Catherine, if you're out there listening, thank you. Whenever you feel like making one, bring it in. You know where to find me, 5446 Grand Boulevard. 6 days a week, I'll be there.
We'll save some for Ed.
I was going to say, Catherine, how about instead of the cream of mushroom, how about cream of chicken?
Great. That's not a green bean casserole. That's
why not?
That ruins the entire dish.
The green bean is the casserole.
And I'm telling you,
you don't get the earth and the feces taste.
But where does the mushroom come in? It doesn't say that.
Ed, this is a very historic fact right now.
This is from the first Thanksgiving, right?
When the pilgrims came over and they landed on Plymouth Rock on the Mayflower, they had nothing but mushrooms and green beans.
And
for some some reason they had cans of Durkee fried onions on standby, and they took those green beans. And they're like, "What am I going to do with this? I've got so many mushrooms, so many green beans."
And they grab these cows.
And so they
grab these cows by the teeth.
By the teeth. What the hell is going on right now?
I have no idea.
Where did we go wrong with this show today?
They made the green bean casserole, and the pilgrims threw it at each other. That's how I got here.
Oh man!
Whatever was left over, the cows ate.
Next weekend, I hope you're hungry when I walk in the door, because I've got a whole green bean casserole with your name on it, and I'm going to make it and bring it in. And I'm going to watch you eat it.
No, not even a gunpoint.
Oh man! All right. Whatever, Ed.
All right, no green bean casserole. We'll bring a baconator.
Absolutely. Yeah, baconator. Oh, yeah, that's always.
What if we were to put green bean casserole on top of the baconator with creamsicle?
Now. I don't know where we're going with this, Mike, but it sounds sweet, it sounds salty, it sounds a little spicy at the same
savory,
time. I got to tell you, we might be onto something.
We might be.
Sounds like a
something.
Menu right after the recreational marijuana goes through.
Yeah. Everybody's out there listening. Vote yes on Amendment 3, absolutely.
As soon as that goes through, we're going to see some crazy menus out there.
Oh, my God. Man. Yeah, we need to capitalize on that one big time somehow.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen, how about, and I was driving in Land O'Lakes the other day, and next to the pot shop, they built a donut shop.
Absolutely.
And the donut shop is blowing up.
I believe it,
The donut shop had a line around the door.
What a great business model. Somebody was doing their homework.
It was hilarious. I was mad that I didn't do it.
And a little thing that says if you feel like you've got a flat, pull in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody that's driven in the... You've always felt like you think
you got a flat tire.
Yeah, exactly. You always have to pull over and check.
Because you're doing 2.7 miles an hour down the street, and you hit the reflector in the middle of the road, and you think you get a flat. It's like, oh, no, I got to pull over.
Oh, I got to change this tire in the sun.
Well, let me get a donut while I'm here, I guess.
With my 40% off of my pot.
I love it.
My monthly subscription.
Oh, that's too funny. Very funny. Good stuff.
All right.
So I got a fun... Oh, it's not a fun story, but it's kind of funny, I guess. If you weren't me, it'd be funny, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know me. Yeah, guys, I own that Goodfellas restaurant out there. I talk about it a ton of times on the radio. But, you know, here's the thing about, like, if you all are out there thinking about opening up a cash business or you think about opening up a restaurant, just be careful. You know, I had somebody that was stealing some money from me the other day. I caught everything on camera. You know, she's been with me since I opened the doors, and, you know, unfortunately something happened where, you know, she was a little short on money. But instead of asking me for it, you know, she went on her own, and she took it and just put it in her purse, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the restaurant's like Fort Knox. I mean, I have a 1,000-square-foot restaurant, and I've got 8 cameras set up in that little tiny building. You can't walk an inch without being on camera. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've got them outside. They're out the back door. They're looking at the dumpster, which another, you know, really good way for people to steal is... Throw a case of steaks underneath the garbage bag, put it in the garbage can.
Throw it in the dumpster.
Then take the trash out to the dumpster, throw the garbage away, then grab your steaks out from underneath the trash, throw it in the back of your car, and call it a day. So that's why if you're going to open a restaurant, put a camera in your dumpster. Because everyone will figure out a way to take it from you. Right. So, yeah, but I'm not going to go into too much details about this, but yeah, it just happened, you know, and it's unfortunate because, you know, she's been with me since day one, and, you know, unfortunately people get backed in the corner sometimes and they do some unsavory things. And the thing about me, I think everyone out there listening knows, you know, I give the shirt off my back to help anybody out at any given time.
Yeah, she should have just asked.
You know, I mean, I'm giving away free lunches to all these kids out in Newport Richey. You know, I'm unsoliciting it. You know, I'm not looking for a donation. I'm not looking for handouts. No. I do everything 100% on my dime. If you want to throw in some money in my direction, or if you want to throw in some food in my direction, I'll accept it, you know, to help the cause out for the kids. But I'm not out there soliciting it. You know, I do this out of the kindness of my heart, because I think that everyone should be taken care of to a certain extent. And all you got to do is just ask me. You know what I mean? If you need $50 to cover, you know, a bill, or, you know, to put food in your refrigerator, you know, say whatever
it may be,
I would have probably said take 75, spend 50 on food, and keep $25 in your pocket, and whenever you have the time, just give it back to me. You know what I mean? Or whenever you get it back, just give it back to me. And, you know, you kind of take things a little bit personally. I got upset when I first discovered it, and I realized what was going on. But then the upset just immediately turned into disappointment, you know, because it's like, you know, you do what
it's
you can.
It's almost like they're your kids, you know?
Yeah, that's what they are. You know what I mean? It's almost like that
they're your kids. Yeah. You know?
And after, it's funny, Selena that runs the restaurant for me, she said, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, she said, we feel like we're your redheaded stepchildren over here at this place. You know what I mean? Like, you got to smack them around and keep in line every once in a while, you know?
Baby's kids.
Yeah, right. But
I had a little incident I told you about. Real quickly, that I went into a very well-known watering hole that's kind of a restaurant, too. Sat down, and a girlfriend and I ordered some drinks, and they asked for my credit card, and they held the credit card. we had our drinks and I signed my bill and then we left, and a couple days later I went to use the credit card again and it was in my wallet. Yeah. So I'm thinking, oh, did I, you know, did it fall out somewhere? I'm looking all over here and here, and I'm thinking, oh boy, do I call credit card? No, I'll put a lock on it right now. And then I went online and looked at my bill, and the last place I used it was at this place.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, they did take my card. I don't remember them actually giving it back. So I called down there, and they were like, hold on. What does it look like? Because we got a bunch of them here. And the first thing I was thinking, if you got a bunch in your hand,
yeah,
you're obviously doing something wrong.
Right.
You know? It's not here. So I'm, you know, another 2 hours go by, and I'm thinking, oh, am I losing it now? Or, you know, losing things? Called back again, and got someone else, and she's like, oh, yeah, it's here. I could drive all the way down there to go get it. I didn't even get a gee, we're sorry, have a beer or whatever.
Nothing.
Just like, here you go.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, if it happened to me, and he's taking, oh, I've got a fistful of cards here, and I'm looking through.
Yeah.
And they actually brought them out.
Yeah.
Showed me that they were looking through
the stack of cards, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was like that thick. There had to be 50 cards in there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got that many, how many people are you really ticking off?
Yeah.
Because you got to go back there and get your card.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised how many people get drunk and leave their card.
Yeah, that's the thing about
we weren't drunk though. We weren't
drunk. I'm not saying you were, but
it's not the fact that they should give it back to you when you get, because normally they swipe it and give it back to you.
Right, absolutely.
But they hold it.
Right.
Yeah, which is weird. Which is why handhelds,
I think, are becoming
more
common. Then remind your bartenders to give the card back.
Give the card back.
When you give them the receipt.
Yeah, because that's kind of old school. Like nowadays with technology, I mean, everything is like tabs are saved. You swipe the card. The bartender usually tells you, I'm going
to
swipe this real quick. I'll give it right back to you. Don't walk away. And then they swipe it and they give it right back to you. Then your tab is saved. And so is your credit card number.
Automatically populates your name.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you know, it's crazy because I know I was in the bar business for a little while, and thankfully I'm not in it any longer.
Ugh.
But I used to run a big operation out in Wesley Chapel, Prime Bar. It was owned by Bar Louie, and it was just a ferocious bar. I mean, we would do crazy money a week. And 75% of that was booze, 25% of that was food. And, you know, you'd get these guys in there, you know, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Lights come up, last call, you know, and we did that. We'd swipe the card and whatever, you know, over there. But, I mean, these people, they don't know which end is up when they're leaving that place sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I can see how, like, a bar that doesn't swipe it would just keep it in the and not, you know, it shouldn't happen. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have one or two too many, and they just forget their cards there, you know. And stacks and stacks of cards, unfortunately, yeah.
Speaking of Prime Bar.
Yeah.
Jason White.
Jason White, yeah, I remember Jason White, good guy.
Asked me to tell you hello.
Oh,
he works for me now.
Does he really?
He does.
Ah, Jason, if you're out there listening to the show, I don't know if you are. It's a long time no talk, man. It's good to hear from you again, man.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed working with that guy. He was
GMing at the Noble Crust for a while.
Okay.
And then he had a baby. I don't know if you know that he had,
really?
Had a child.
I didn't know he was pregnant. How did that happen?
Well, he's asexual, so I'm assuming that's how that happened. So,
That's incredible.
So he's like Mother Mary, so,
right?
Which is
right.
Great. But yeah. You know, other than that, he's doing great. He told me to tell you hello.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Hopefully, you're listening to the show this morning, Jason. Yeah, but absolutely, man. Shout out to you.
You know, these days, if you hear Jim's having a baby, don't question it.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you never know who Jim is.
Yeah. Normally, I like to end the show with a couple things that I hate, but I'm running out of time right now, so I'm just going to throw a few of them at you real quick,
Mike.
You know things that I hate?
Let me hear it.
Now, the first one, it kind of brings the show back together. People that steal. Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I hate that, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? They should be subject to the music at 7-Eleven in a white room for 24 hours
absolutely.
Straight.
I like that.
Bam.
I like that. I got time for one more things that I hate. You know what I hate, Mike?
What's that?
I hate it when I go to unlock my phone and it doesn't recognize my face. And I have to put in my passcode. Like, really? Really, iPhone? At this stage in the game, facial recognition, you can't just unlock every single time. You got to ask me to put in my password.
Yeah, that's
what's
tough,
the matter
man.
With you, iPhone?
Mine does
tough.
That first thing in the morning, but that's
does it?
The way I look at
it.
Yeah,
mine just does it randomly throughout the day. Hey, listen, everybody out there, we had a really good time with the show today. 9:59, we've got to end the show here in about 15 seconds. Thank you all for listening. Knife and Fork Radio Show. We'll be here next Thursday with more fun stories for you and more crazy stuff that doesn't matter to anybody except for Mike and myself and Ed. Mike, you got anything to end the show with?
I just want to give a shout out to my wife for being amazing, and hell yeah!
See ya.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The parents of a U.S.-Canadian citizen killed in Israeli drone strikes on food workers in Gaza this week are joining World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres in calling for an international investigation. Jacob Flickinger's father, John, tells CBS Mornings.
We know that they were aware, the entire world was aware, that this food shipment was coming in. It's been international news for days. It was delivered to a warehouse along an approved humanitarian route approved by Israel.
His 33-year-old son leaves behind a 1-year-old. President Biden is scheduled to speak with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone today. Correspondent Weijia Zhang is at the White House.
President Biden has grown increasingly critical of Israel's military strategy and is expected to share deep frustration with Netanyahu today over a lack of coordination.
The weather system that whipped up deadly tornadoes across 9 states in the nation's midsection has moved east. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen says it'll feel like winter all over again.
Snow will be measured in feet up across the northern sections of New York State, right across into most of New England, with the upper portions of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine getting the most of it.
As more storms approach California, officials there have closed a portion of Highway 1 again, where a giant section collapsed into the ocean near Big Sur. They're worried more heavy rain will widen the gap. They're administering new tests for dementia overseas. CBS's Vicky Barker has details from London.
5,000 volunteers at 50 memory clinics across the UK have joined the 5-year project to trial 2 experimental blood tests. If the tests work as well in real life as they have in the lab, they could reduce the wait for a dementia diagnosis from weeks or months to a matter of hours.
In Missouri, Jackson County offices will remain closed through Friday after a ransomware attack on some of its IT systems Tuesday. William Parker went to the Truman Courthouse to try to get new car tags to avoid a fine.
At this point, if you got a temp tag and it's 6 months over, you get a ticket and they impound your car. Yeah. Here I am trying to do the right thing, and I got to deal with cyber attacks.
County officials say they've put safety measures in place but need some more time to restore the network. Looking for an employer who appreciates you and proves it? Check out Hilton. It's number 1 on this year's Forbes list of the best 100 companies to work for in the U.S.
It's about raising pay. It's about making people feel like they're valued. People feel like their managers care about them and that their company cares about them.
Forbes' Chloe Berger, Cisco is number 2.